You guys like to hear a tweet that I made today? A tweet? All right. Are you ready? Are you ready? It was well-behaved women often make spaghetti. It's a play on, though, well-behaved women rarely make history, but if they're well-behaved, they make a lot of spaghetti. Hashtag femtroll. Does anyone else have anything they would like to share? Is this Tori Amos like in the background? That's awesome. That would be a fun show. It would be anti-feminist poems over Tori Amos. All right, guys, we're gonna get going. Here we are. Here it is.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab. Stab.
Welcome to Stab. What a great show we have for you tonight. Are you ready to meet your contestants for Stab? Great. Welcome to the stage, Jacqueline Wyand. And also we have Jesse Jones. That's right. We only have two. We only have two for this show. Jacqueline, on this date, 1913, the United States Department of Labor is formed. Also on this date, 1928, American politician Hardin Cox was also born. Hardin Cox, everyone. Real name. Comedy. Comedy, go. Okay. Yep, it's your turn.
I spent this morning and afternoon doing what Hardin Cox did during his political career. In my research for this show, apparently wasn't a whole lot. After about 6 hours of doing my favorite kind of not a whole lot, which, if you're wondering, is binge eating a box of mac and cheese right out of the pot I cooked it in, and refreshing the Facebook app on my phone for hours on end. But soon, it was 4 p.m., and I'd almost forgotten to celebrate an equally riveting anniversary, the birthday of the Department of Labor. I started writing this whole thing about 4 hours ago, so I thought it'd be fitting that I made sure my working conditions were fair and I earned a fair wage, which is 1.5 bowls of macaroni and cheese per hour with paid breaks every 20 minutes to chain smoke and doubt my ability to write comedy.
No, very good. Very good. Thank you, Jacqueline. No doubts. This is not an excuse, but I did give you all the prompts less than 24 hours ago. We'll say less than 17 hours ago. Yeah. So you guys are doing good.
I want to be paid in bowls of macaroni and cheese.
We could arrange that. Jesse Jones, on this very date, 1998, the Supreme Court of the United States rules that federal laws banning on-the-job sexual harassment also apply when both parties are the same sex. Good for them. Yeah. Also on this date, 1994, John Candy, Canadian comedian and actor, passed away. John Candy died on this date. Go for it.
How you doing, John?
I'm all right. Huh?
See you eyeballing me down there? Oh. You are so much scrumptious man candy, you're giving my dick diabetes. John, real quick, I just wanted to ask you something. And this is meant as a compliment, so I hope you take it as such, but I just wanted to know if it's at all possible that you might have sat in some sugar today. Because you got one sweet ass. I know they call you John Ross, but your real name must be Willy Wonka, because I want to spend all day in your chocolate factory. Damn, John. Your pants are like a candy wrapper. I just want to get what's inside it in my mouth. You could give a set of dentures a toothache. Come on, John. Just let me at that whatchamacallit. I'm sure what you're packing is good and plenty. And nutrageous. And, well, Jacqueline, I mean, what can I say? You're just like the chocolate cookie to the Oreo of this show. The faster you screw off, the sooner I can lick up all this delicious cream.
All right. I'm blushing. You get the golden ticket, Jesse.
Yeah.
I said good day. Okay, this next segment hopefully won't make me as horny. It's called Reorganization. It's my favorite, my personal favorite segment of tonight. Take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who does it now represent? Today's acronym is R2D2. R2D2, Jacqueline.
R2D2, or R squared D squared, or Richard Raw Dogs Denver, was a right-wing political movement founded in 1994, which spun off a widely released pornographic film series of the same name, starring gay porn star turned charcuterie chef Tommy Salami. The film was popular among Colorado Republicans for the time, when one scene in particular was misinterpreted to be an allegory on the First Amendment right to practice religion as publicly and loudly as one pleases, as long as it's a Christian religion, but not one of the new ones. Thomas Salami reportedly was not aware of R2D2 until weeks before his death in 2012, and was quoted as having no strong opinion about it. The movement disbanded in 1996 when the director of the film, American politician Hardin Cox, confirmed that the film had no political or religious bias and was intended to be an action thriller.
Very good. Thank you very much. Jacqueline. Jesse Jones, what does R2D2 stand for?
This is really pretty amazing how, in a way, these really closely tie together.
Really?
There's a heavily guarded secret tradition in Washington, D.C., that dates all the way back to our founding fathers, a contest which is the actual arbiter of power in this government. And right now, R2D2 is the current score in this, the 114th Congress's annual immigrant baby-eating competition. Democratic Senators Al Franken and Elizabeth Warren have both eaten one non-American-born infant each, while Republican Marco Rubio just last month personally ate a pair of Cuban twins that washed up ashore in his home state of Florida. Meanwhile, Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont has single-handedly devoured six babies just this term. But they are, of course, not counted in the official tally.
Very good. R2D2. It's all tied up.
Two apiece.
Look out for next stab. C-3PO. Okay. This next segment is called Movie Makeup, another personal favorite of mine, specifically. Movie Makeup. Here are the movie titles we made up. Please give a synopsis based off the provided titles with the cast. Jacqueline Wyand was given Garbage Baby. Jesse Jones was given The Truth Behind the Board Game. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline Wyand, let's hear Garbage Baby.
Okay. From the minds that brought you Flintstone Kids, Muppet Babies, Tom and Jerry Kids, A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, and Baby Looney Tunes comes Garbage Baby. A dramatization of real-life events surrounding the most unextraordinary baby that ever came about. Starring Jaden Smith as the garbage baby.
Very good. Very good. All right. Jesse
Sorry,
Jones.
This one is so long.
Is yours long?
It really is.
Is it long? Okay, good.
Got carried away That's with good. This one.
The truth behind the board game. Sorry.
In this follow-up to his critically acknowledged point-and-click docu-adventure CD-ROM, The Real Hardy Boys, award-aspiring documentarian and avid prostitute renter Charlie Sheen is on a mission to blow the lid off the board game Box of Lies, scattering the tokens and dice of truth across the kitchen table of the global consciousness with his limited edition documentary collectible trading card game, The World is Flat, The Truth in the Game Closet. Sorry, the game of four differently colored sets of pawns being marched across an unforgiving landscape from their original home to a new foreign destination by players, mindlessly following arbitrary orders which they blindly follow to the letter, is clearly a disgusting reenactment of the relocation of the five civilized tribes in the death march known as the Trail of Tears. But this disgusting expose uncovering the dark heart of the industrial board game complex doesn't end at the edge of the sorry board. Sadly, Mr. Sheen has discovered that the origins of most, if not all, popular family board games are soaked in the blood of tragedy, whitewashed with bright primary colored lies. The Game of Life accurately recreates the monotonous drudgery of the post-World War II pursuit of the American dream. As players listlessly trudge through the soul-deadening tedium on the life's path set before them, desperately chasing unattainable goals down a winding but rigid single road, which ultimately leads everyone to the same destination, a car full of children, an unsatisfying career, and the harsh reality that only a small fraction of us will attain anything resembling the life that they had hoped. Operation teaches children that doctors are not gods. Broken hearts are impossible to retrieve, and that the best you can hope to receive from modern medicine is a good buzz. Chinese Checkers highlights the intricate madness of communism. Clue glamorizes high society sociopaths and criminal mayhem, while Battleship is based entirely on the events of December 7th, 1941, as an unseen attacker rains down destruction on the stationary fleet of naval ships powerless to defend themselves. Battleship is Pearl Harbor, guys.
Right.
The World is Flat, The Truth in the Game Closet. Available now on eBay and wherever Magic the Gathering is sold.
That was Movie Makeup. Knock, knock. Stab. This next segment is called Location, Location, Location. Actually is my favorite. one of my personal favorites. You've all been given a business to start in a shitty location. Make us to want to come to it. Jacqueline Wyand, you own a Lazy Boy furniture store in the diamond mines of Africa. Jesse Jones, you're a custom tailor in the heart of Chernobyl, Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We'll go ahead and start with Jacqueline. You are... You've opened a Lazy Boy furniture franchise in the diamond mines of Africa.
I hated this. I hated doing this.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Attention, world travelers. Come to the grand opening of Lazy Boy Botswana. Lazy Boy and De Beers have teamed up to provide the most luxurious shopping experience in the country. Name one furniture store located in a mine with better quality chairs. You can't because there aren't any. While you test out our durable, stylish, and comfortable recliners, sofas, ottomans, and love seats, take in the atmosphere, the sounds, the sights, the smells of child labor. Studies have shown that being exposed to subpar working conditions actually improves lumbar support. Citation needed. Lazy Boy has also generously donated one of our luxurious chairs to the mine for the employee break room. It's from 1981 and just covered in Diet Coke stains, but we found one in a warehouse in our Tuscaloosa location and thought, heck, let's treat the little guys. Lazy boy Botswana, it's racist to ignore your privilege, so come here and enjoy it.
Very good.
For hating it, it was good.
Yeah, that was really good. Why did you hate that? I know, okay.
Just feeling like a terrible person? That shouldn't stop comedy. Yeah. Just watch.
Jesse Jones, you're a custom tailor in the heart of Chernobyl, Ukraine. Let's hear.
Are you having trouble finding just the right shawl to accentuate the lovely second face growing out of your back? Have you tried every manner of slack trouser, but none roomy enough to accommodate gross, grotesquely mutated sexual organs? Are you having trouble finding dress shoes that not irritate the tender suction cups at the end of your new tentacle leg? Well, now is the good news. For fashion-conscious genetic anomalies and post-nuclear clothes horses, by which we do mean mutated horses who now speak, walk on hind leg, and want to look their best at next horse job interview. Just come on down to Yuri's previously unthinkable House of Style. We have everything modern Chernobyl resident need to look snippy. Glove styles to accommodate any number of digit from 2 to 22. Pick and choose your pair to fit any mismatched hand combinations. New tail? No problem. At Yuri's, we have sleeve or koozie for everything from feathered to reptilian and any nightmare in between. Hurry down today, and with every purchase of two or more, two more beanies, Yuri throw in decorative pus collector to hang under weeping open pustules for to collect unsightly seepage. So what are you waiting for? A third vagina to grow on your chest? Come on down to Yuri's, where our price match guarantee means that while the horrors of your cruel existence might get you down, our deals won't. It's fun to do accents every once in a while.
It is. All right. This is the final segment. It went quick, didn't it? Did it not? Did it not? This next segment is called our topical haiku challenge. Please write three haiku each on the following topical event: that stupid study about average penis size from a couple days ago. Let's hear three haiku each. We'll trade haiku. We'll go and start with Jacqueline Wine.
I told you, it's fine. Babe, 5 inches is average. Don't stretch it like that.
Of the similar thought, this one's titled Eat Fresh. 5 1/6 inch means most men pack less meat than Subway's 6-inch sub.
Congratulations on your above average dick. It's still crooked, though. Oh.
My second is titled Height Times Pi R Squared. If you calculate that in volume displacement, still not very good.
I don't get it. And the last from Jacqueline Wyand.
I did that study. And boy, are my arms tired from all the thumbs ups.
Again, amazing how well our two responses sync up. This one is titled, Your Job Could Be Worse. Hey, at least you're not a researcher measuring 15,000 dongs.
Very good. Jacqueline Wyand, I was barfing in my own mouth right there. Jacqueline Wyand, let's hear it for Jacqueline Wyand. Jesse Jones. Thanks for coming out. The stab is over. Thank you guys for coming. You guys feel free to... Wait, I hit the wrong one. There we go. Please visit us on Twitter, at Stab Show, or go to our website, www.stabforgold.com, stabforgold.com. Check us out on Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, your mom's house. We'll be there in her ears. Thank you guys for coming. It's $20 to leave. All right, good night. Thank you.